Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan catches it and throws to second with Metzger covering, to double up Bailey. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Watson reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferry moves to third. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferry scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Jim Ray now pitching. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rich Childs pinch hits for Jim Ray. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Childs reaches third base with a triple. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Childs tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Expos. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 2 in the game. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferry bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. Day is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Forge now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Menke reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Menke moves to third. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Menke scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Expos. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wine fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.